The senior US politician John McCain has told this programme that the violence in Syria risks becoming another Rwanda unless the West takes further action. The former presidential candidate argues that the rebels should be armed to prevent further attacks by President Assad's forces. The UN estimates that the death toll has reached more than 9,000. Senator McCain has just returned from a visit to refugee camps in the region. When we spoke a short while ago, he told me what he'd witnessed.
We met with a number of people, ranging from defectors from their military to young women who have been subject to rape. It's clear that the doctrine of Assad is to murder and torture and rape in order to intimidate and perhaps beat the population into submission. So it's not a random acts of violence. It's really a campaign of terror.
And that's led you to believe that there should be greater intervention from the West?
Well, it's a very unfair fight. I'm always puzzled by statements from our own administration and others that they don't want to, quote, militarize the conflict. Well, Russian arms shipments continue to come in. Iranians are on the ground assisting them. So they have tanks and artillery supplied by the Russians and others against people who demonstrate peacefully. That's not a fair fight. That's a militarization that's already taken place, only it's on one side.
So how do you think those arms supplies could be checked? Do you think that ships should be stopped on their way into Syrian ports?
No, I don't think so. Some of those shipments are being flown in over Iraq. I don't think you can stop the arms shipment to Assad. I think you have to arm the opposition. They are desperate for arms. There's some arms, we are told, coming from Saudi Arabia and maybe Gulf countries, but it's a totally unfair fight. And now we are up to estimates of well over 10,000 Syrians have been slaughtered by Bashar Assad. And the question then is, how many have to die at the hands of this bloody dictator before we intervene?
But doesn't there need to be some kind of caution when it comes to arming the rebels? Are you sure who you're giving the weapons to? There's been talk of a number of jihadis being amongst the rebel forces.
The longer the conflict goes, the more likely jihadis will come in. Second of all, I heard that same tune as far as Libya was concerned. I heard the same thing in Bosnia and Kosovo by those who simply have a view that we don't intervene to help people who are struggling for their freedom. That's either entitled their opinion, but to say that we are worried that it is being hijacked by extremists, these people are the direct repudiation of al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda believes in acts of terror to bring about change. These people believed in peaceful demonstrations to bring about change. I'm no more worried about this revolution being hijacked than I was about it being hijacked in Libya. Are there going to be difficulties after Bashar Assad is ejected? Of course there will be difficulties, but to somehow assume that it'll be taken over by extremists is just an excuse for inaction.
But there is also strong international opposition to taking that kind of action, in particular from Russia and China. And wouldn't you really need a UN resolution?
We didn't need a UN resolution in Kosovo. And if the United States of America and other countries are willing to turn over the decision-making process to the good wishes and a motivation of Russia and China, then obviously we will do nothing, because Russia obviously continues to not only oppose action in the Security Council, but continues to arm Bashar Assad. So I am not ready to base action to help people who are struggling for freedom on whether the Russians will veto any action or not in the UN Security Council. It took a massacre in Srebrenica before we intervened back in the 90s. Massacres are taking place as we speak. And again, we can look back on this as we did with Bosnia and Kosovo with pride, or we can look back on it with shame as we did in Rwanda. That's a choice that will have to be made. And this administration not only does nothing, when's the last time you heard the President of the United States speak up on behalf of these people who are being slaughtered? It's disgraceful. We should be ashamed.
So what further action would you like to see beyond arming the rebels?
There needs to be a sanctuary, which is being discussed, so that they can organize and equip, train, treat the wounded, and the threat of concerted action on the part of the United States and the countries in the region is clearly what has to be done. It's not that difficult to figure out. The question is will we have the intestinal fortitude to act on behalf of these people, or, again, sit by and watch the massacre the other day, the pictures of young children with bullet holes in their heads that were fired at close range.
So, but the people who are opposed to intervention will say that even though there may well be terrible violence against civilians now, even more could be unleashed after intervention, that you'd end up with having civil war in a very volatile region.
That argument was made, and the reason why it took Clinton for well over a year in Bosnia. You can make that argument about Libya. You can think of all kinds of reasons not to act. The facts on the ground are indisputable. Bashar Assad is slaughtering and massacring his own people. Torture, rape, and murder are matters of doctrine. Now, as I say, you can think of a thousand reasons not to intervene, sit by and watch it happen. I'm not prepared to do that.
Is there a case for foreign air power becoming involved?
Well, I think air power may have to be involved in order to protect the sanctuary, but I also believe that if the sanctuary were declared and the Syrians were told that they will be punished by air power, we could be able to protect that sanctuary. And again, another argument you will hear, and you'll probably bring it up, that Syrians have great air defenses. We spend about $800 billion of the taxpayers' money here in the United States on defense, and if we can't take out the Syrian air defenses, American tax dollars have been frittered away and wasted in a much greater fashion than we even imagined.